Turkowski. Ik zei Turkowski, maar het is Turkowski.
Feel free. We met
this afternoon.
Yep.
And you said, let's just start the movie I give you. Give me a mic. And it will be clear what I'm doing.
I hope so.
I hope so. Well, if you're going to sit here.
I can speak to that one.
If
yeah?
you don't have to move, then you
no,
use just
no problem.
That. Okay, let's start up.
So I was invited to this festival, and together with Hava, we were encouraged to create the project together. And I came in 2013 in March, and I saw a completely fresh collection of the movies which were brought into the Groningen Audiovisual Archive. And this movie you've seen, it's created by one of the citizens of the Groningen. Right after the war, and as you see, it's quite complicated and very precise animation as for somebody who was an amateur. So I looked closer to this person who did this movie, and it was an owner of a friseur salon at Grotemark, Mr. Jan Egbert Maya. And as you see, he was filming there in front of his saloon during some celebrations, maybe because of his profession. This gentleman with a frisure was interesting for him. It's hard to see now. But this is a president of Small Film Liga Club, and Mr. Jan Egbert Meyer, he was a member of these amateur filmmakers. They used to gather one time a month for common watching and giving an opinions about their movies. They had as well a dancing evenings, and they invited some artists too. Yeah. So they get to know about the other equipment as well, the new stuff which was on the market. It was 1938. So it was still very new and quite expensive, and the colorful tape was really much more expensive than the black and white one. Mr. Maurits Levy was famous for his filming for a colorful tape. The another interesting person in that group, it was Jan Van Damme. Let's call him a reporter. He followed many actions which were happening during the 30s and 40s, especially the wartime. And it's Hoge der Ra, where we are having a performance. Yeah. And there is loads of fantastic footage from before the war in Groningen, full of life, a lot of people. Yeah, there are another filmmakers, David and Paul Molinar, and we could see their footage from Indonesia. And they like the tricks about disappearing as well. And you can see the special effects like a bonfire. There is a special chapter about the Sinterklaas, something specific for Holland. And, and there is some real footage from the wartime. Yeah, and the story goes not only into the Groningen, but a little bit further to the other countries as well. But I can't say everything now, and especially now.
So you brought it back to a 3-minute trailer, and this is some of the material you use. There's music when you perform op de Hoge der Aa. Hoge der Aa noemen ze even, schoon huis, je niet denkt, je moet niet wezen. Maar goed, er staat ook een bord van de horizon buiten. All this material is from the Small Film Liga that existed from before the war till 1951.
Even till nowadays, they are existing under another name.
But your material was from that period.
Exactly.
Why did you choose this period? Why did you choose only the Small Film Liga?
Yeah, because I need to concentrate on some topics. The archive is so big and there is so much material that you can't describe everything. So you need to just to choose those 6-7 guys which were members, and their history went through the big history as well, their personal stories, meet these huge events like a war and so on. So
the archive is very, very big. It is inderdaad de GAVA, de Groninger Archieven, audio en visuele archieven. Jullie hebben het materiaal aangeleverd.
Ja.
Maar in principe is alles van GAVA te bekijken, hè, voor iedereen.
Ja, alles is een beetje veel, maar alles wat we gedigitaliseerd hebben, beschreven hebben, dat staat allemaal online. Kun je gewoon op GAVA.nl zoeken, dingen intoetsen en bekijken. En dat is ook wat hij eerst heeft gedaan. Hij heeft gewoon Google Translate gebruikt. En van alles uitgezocht in ons archief. En zo kwam hij ook bij de Smallfilm Liga.
En jullie hebben hebben hem daar niet toe aangezet, zeg maar, je hebt gezegd, nou, van, bekijk het maar.
Nee, we hebben hem een aantal onderwerpen voorgeschoteld. In het begin hadden we iets van, we hadden net een hele collectie binnengekregen van films van de Communistische Partij in Noorden.
Let's continue speak English, then you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. First we asked him about what do you want to do, and he didn't know, and then we said we have this new batch of films from the Communist Party of the North of the Netherlands, and could be interesting, he said. He has a communist background in Poland as well. But then he chose to do something totally different, to dive some further into history, because all those people from the Small Family, they were very rich and of standing, lawyers, doctors, dentists. And he thought there's an interesting thing going on between those people. And you see that in the film back as well, in his show. It's not a film, it's a show, a theater show. But you see the
at the moment we see the huiskamer, this is the room. Yeah. Lekker met de decor vandaag. This is the room. You're actually on the Hoge Raad, number 7, first floor, in a very beautiful, old-fashioned living room. Mm-hmm. And that's where you put your stuff. Yep. How many people can you...
20.
20?
Yes.
Sometimes 22.
Dit zijn extra voorstellingen, dus extra performances.
Yeah. From Wednesday, Thursday and Friday at 5:30, there'll be extra shows and extra tickets. So around 60 people, I think some tickets are sold already, but around 60 people can go still to this show.
Er zijn extra kaarten, want het zit op de Hoge der A tot en met vrijdag om 4 uur 's middags en om 7:30 s'avonds. Maar er zijn nu voorstellingen tussengeplakt om 5:30. En daar zijn nog kaarten voor, maar het is inmiddels bekendgemaakt via Facebook, Twitter en de website van Noorderzon. Dus ook dat gaat alweer hard. How do people respond to what you show? You have the view of someone who's not from Holland, not from Groningen. And you've put your view on our small film from 1925 to 1951. How did they respond? Is there recognition?
They recognized a lot of places. People.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that they accept my point of view to that topic, because not all the things are easy and funny. But it's very positive, and even if somebody is touched, and we go together through that, and. I mean, if there are tears on the audience, it's the best what the performer could have.
And it happens.
And that happens.
And you've told me, because we met this afternoon, that people react. They want to talk to you, want to tell you what they know about this time, and they recognize things that they have forgotten. Now you have this extra show on 5:30.
Yep.
Will there be enough time? Because you want to hear these reactions, use them even in the next performance.
Yeah, I'm going to probably to meet them later on. I'm just at 4:00, and then at 5:30 we will not have so much time to talk, so we need to postpone it later on.
You need to find a place. Well, there's a good cafe just around the corner.
There
you meet, you talk, and then it influences your performance?
A lot, yeah, because I'm editing every evening the material, and as well I'm free to improvise during the presentation, so I add information which I just get, and new people are arriving, like persons recognized into the picture, or family of them, and famous people as well.
Janek Turkowski, hij zit op de Hoge Raad nummer 7. Om 5:30 heeft hij extra voorstellingen, als u daar naartoe wilt, zeker doen. Dankjewel, René Duursma. Dankjewel, Janek Turkowski.
Yep.